State Senator Eric Lesser was in our studio today to talk about his role as a consultant on HBO's Veep. As fans know, Veep is in its final season, and Senator Lesser has been an advisor to the show since its inception. We'll hear that conversation tomorrow. But Senator Lesser also represents the 1st Hampton and Hampshire District in western Massachusetts. And while he was here, we also spoke about, you know, real news issues affecting his constituents, starting with the importance of arts and culture to the economy.
So we have amazing cultural institutions in Western Mass, and it's a huge part of our economy. In fact, it's the 3rd largest sector of our economy by employment. And we have a lot of great community organizations in Springfield. So, for example, Community Music School is providing thousands of Springfield Public School students with music and art education programs. We've got also great institutions there. Dr. Seuss Museum opened a few years ago. The Springfield Symphony is expanding its programming. We're trying to get all of this coordinated and, frankly, marketed to Boston, because we'd love people in Boston to take that drive down the Mass Pike. Hopefully one day a train, come check us out in Springfield.
A couple of news items while I have you, Senator. There's a survey out this week from the MassInc polling group on congestion in our state. It shows that roughly a fifth of residents have considered changing jobs because of their congestion, or even leaving the region altogether because of the congestion. I understand you talked about this too with the Springfield Chamber of Commerce. What's your message?
Yeah, this is a huge issue. You know, one thing I think we need to think about is that the solution will actually help the state. One project I've been working on for many years is to try to bring rail service to Springfield. You know, Western Mass actually has an inverse challenge to what the Boston area has. In Boston, you've got gridlock traffic and skyrocketing housing prices as a result. In Western Mass, we have a little bit of a different challenge, which is we've got a lot of great open space. The cost of housing compared to the Boston market is very affordable. We're not creating those high-paying jobs, that red-hot economy, though, to keep and attract new workers. So rail, for example, connecting Springfield and Boston would lift both ends of the state. It would give Western Mass access to those high-paying jobs. It would give the Boston area access to more affordable housing and hopefully a really high quality of life.
So move to Springfield and have a shorter commute.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Other news item I wanted to ask you about is this morning our own WBUR's Christine Wilmson reported on records from a January lawsuit that was filed by Attorney General Maura Healey against Purdue Pharma. This has been a very high-profile case. And today's reporting shows how Purdue allegedly manipulated legislation at the State House. Lobbyists who received money from the opioid maker gave money to politicians hundreds of times. In fact, since 2002, people associated with Purdue gave legislators, political groups, and causes at least $410,000. Senator, I know that you yourself received $850 from Charles Stefanini and his wife. Yep. He was a lobbyist for Purdue and other organizations. Stefanini told our station that to suggest campaign donations are related to one specific entity is just patently false. But I wonder what you make of it and what should voters make of it?
You know, so Charlie in particular, I mean, I agree with that quote. You know, I work with him, actually. I didn't even know that he had worked for Purdue. Actually, speaking of tourism, he represents the Springfield Regional Tourism Council, which is a big priority for me, and I'm certainly a big booster. But the bigger point is a very important one, which is we have a structural system right now that is not doing enough fast enough on the opioid crisis. And this is something I feel personally in my district all the time. I regularly am meeting with parents who have lost children, which is why, for example, during the budget debates last year and the debate we had on a new opioid bill, a provision I filed is actually looking at things like retroactive accountability for opioid executives, which, let me tell you, the pharmaceutical industry and Purdue is not happy with me about. So I've been very aggressive on the opioid crisis. I was the sponsor in 2015 of a budget item to allow for bulk purchasing of Narcan. We've also done quite a lot to try to expand our bed capacity in Western Mass for treatment services. And we've worked very closely with Maura Healey's office. And I think she should be applauded for this lawsuit because it's exposing, I think, the extent of the operation here and just really how systemic this was in Massachusetts, but actually across the country.
But just on the influence of lobbyists and their donations, I mean, whether the cause is tourism or drugs, I mean, you know, when they're giving money to your campaigns, does that have some effect, whether it's buying influence or just gets them in the door for a meeting? Does it make any difference?
For me, it doesn't. You know, I can't speak for everyone. You know, we've got a big group of supporters, and I kind of take people at their word when they're supporting me, you know, why they are. And I disagree with people all the time, and I'm very upfront about that. But absolutely, is there a challenge with money in politics? You know, we need to think about campaign finance. I think in Massachusetts, we're actually lucky that the donation limits are very low, relatively speaking, for lobbyists. It's capped at $200 per year. And actually, the individual donation that any individual person can give is capped at $1,000 per year. I think that that's important. There are a lot of states, for example, that have no cap at all, which is kind of scary when you think about the implications of that. So, you know, there's a lot we need to do. I've been a supporter my whole career, for example, of public financing and thinking about, you know, creative ways that we can support public financing of elections. So part of the other issue with the opioid crisis was it was more than even just the legislature. There was clearly a coordinated effort to market at doctors, to market at healthcare companies, to underwrite research. So the whole system really needs to be examined very aggressively, and this really needs to be a clarion wake-up call for what has to change. And I can tell you, because I meet all the time with parents who have lost children, this is destroying our communities, and the impact has been, you know, very devastating.
That's State Senator Eric Lesser. He represents the 1st Hampden and Hampshire District in western Massachusetts. His office sent us more information about his work on the opioid crisis. We have that at radioboston.org. And tomorrow we'll have the conversation with Senator Lesser about his role as a political consultant on HBO's Veep.